Up until the age of about 14 years old, I lived with my parents in an old rambling house, which was in need of much renovation. I can still remember that home very well, with its cobwebbed out-of-bounds attic, rickety floorboards, and an enclosed backyard. Some 30 years after my father had sold the place, I was lucky enough to meet new owners, who were interested to learn that I had lived in their house as a boy. They kindly invited me around for tea one day, and it was a very strange experience. The old front door had not been changed, just a new coat of paint. It opened almost immediately. The familiar creak was noticeably absent. Someone had hauled the hinges. The stair carpet had, of course, changed. Not the speckled brown I knew, but smart blue, and all the paintwork was bright and new. It was all very tasteful, but I couldn't help remembering how it used to be. The open fires, spitting of burning logs behind a huge spark guard, and expeditions to the outside toilet. As I walked through the new back door, I knew what to expect. The very familiar red brick dividing wall. A miracle it was still standing. 30 years previous, the bricks were crumbling, and there was a strange bowed shape to it that still remained. However, there was one big difference. Its height. "You've removed the top few feet of wall. That must have been a job," I innocently exclaimed, as I managed to peep over the wall into next door's yard. "We haven't done anything to the wall," came the astonished reply. I suddenly realised that the wall was exactly the same size as it was all those years ago. But I had, of course, got much bigger.